Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air and the Defense Rest. That's it. We're done. We're going home today.
That was fun.
Oh, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Tomorrow's show, more of the same. This is a mini podcast now.
Yeah. Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, my co-host Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. As always, you can always join our conversation at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have a very busy show coming up. Really excited to have our colleague at Civic Media, Terry Barr, is going to be joining us at 10:33. This woman is everywhere.
She does everything.
She really does. She's in marketing and promotions and production, and she does voice work, and she writes things, and Terry is very, very talented. She has a long, long resume, very impressive resume. Terry's going to be joining us to talk about the news coming up at 10:33 next hour.
Yes.
This was a reminder from, I want to say it was Andrew from Maine, who emailed into Jane Says at civicmedia.us with a reminder about all the honor flights that are going on.
Yes. Oh, those are amazing.
They are amazing. So Karen Rilke is going to be joining us at 11:06, Rilke, to talk about honor flights and why this is important and what it means for these veterans and what it means, I think, for people who are there in support roles.
And this is not the first time we have taken suggestions from our listeners and our viewers and our fans and friends. And Jane, how, if they have an idea, do they get in touch with us with those ideas?
It's very simple.
Okay.
Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you have a guest suggestion, if you have a topic suggestion, if there is a nonprofit in your community, whether you're in Oshkosh or Green Bay or La Crosse or Hayward or Amory. You can send it in to JaneSays at civicmedia.us. And of course, all the complaints go to Calvin. You'll figure it out. You'll find him.
Just close your eyes and imagine what Calvin's email address is.
And send it.
Add two S's. You've got it.
And he'll get there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that was quick. That was really pretty quick.
Yeah.
Former President Trump's defense has rested in the, and again, it's not really a hush money case.
No, it's not.
It is about falsifying business records to hide the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about whether or not he paid the hush money. It's whether or not he falsified business records to hide that this transaction happened.
Yes, that is the crime.
That is the crime. So, yep, they're done. Whoosh. That was really quick.
They just started this morning. The defense did.
Yesterday.
Oh, they did?
They started yesterday.
Okay. I thought they started this morning. Okay. Still.
Yeah.
Very quick.
They had one witness.
They had Costello. Yeah.
And from everything, the reports that were coming out from the trial yesterday, he did not impress Judge Merchan.
From what I understand, the judge vacated the entire room but for that person and said, "Hey, do you know what this robe means? Do you know what this little hammer means? It means I'm in charge of this room. And stop being such a jerkwad."
Well, he said you were displaying contemptuous behavior. Don't try and stare me down.
Yeah.
Don't give me side eye. Don't mumble when you're on the stand and think I'm not going to hear it.
I'm sorry, but we need to throw someone in jail for a night. Whether it's him or the president, there needs to be consequences for this kind of disrespect in a courtroom, because
you and I would be in jail.
Oh my God. Many times over. If I'd have pulled half the things the former president had done outside the court and the courthouse itself. No, it's absolutely ludicrous that nothing is happening that people get to get away with. And that's what I said to Pat this morning on Up North News Radio. This Costello guy has no reason to respect the judge. The judge has not punished anybody. There's been nobody is giving anyone consequences for their actions. And so it just feels like, yeah, go try it. Oh, the judge going to yell at me?
Big deal.
I'm cool now. That's a badge of honor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Isn't that how you score points in Trump world?
I mean, it's definitely what you want to tell the kids. That's a good role model right there. You want to make sure all you MAGA supporters out there, make sure you listen to these individuals who disrespect law and order that you prop up so hard.
Yeah.
So
we do have a clip from the former president. This is actually before the trial was actually underway. and he was asked about testifying in this trial in New York. Let's just play that quickly, Calvin.
You want to testify in your trial in New York?
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam.
Yeah, he didn't testify. And he was never going to testify, ever.
No.
Never.
No, I wish. Oh, my God.
Well, he would have perjured himself in the first 2 minutes.
Oh, that's fine. Nothing would have happened. And we would have seen that wonderful tan juice he puts on his face just roll down his forehead.
Are you surprised by this? Are you surprised that the defense has rested so quickly? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. What I had to laugh about yesterday, you know, we have all his sycophants now from Congress who had been showing up at the courthouse to try and get around the gag order that Trump is under, where he can't attack the judge or the jurors or the judge's daughter.
Yeah.
And so he had Matt Gaetz and Lauren Bobo Boberts all out there to talk to the media so they could attack those people. And Trump has been claiming that there is a complete military lockdown outside of this trial.
Yeah.
And that's why his millions and millions of supporters haven't been able to get close to show their support for him.
That doesn't seem like it's the truth, though, Jane.
Well, and I would agree with you, Greg Bach, because yesterday, as Gaetz and Bobo and all those people were trying to talk to the media, the protesters who were not in favor of Donald Trump were so loud, you could barely hear their comments. Now, I find it interesting that those people were able to make it close to the courthouse and show their displeasure with the former president, and yet the former president's millions and millions of supporters, they couldn't get through the same kind of barriers, Greg.
I mean, it's really tough to try to stand up for that man when you just can't make it through the door. I mean, yes, the people yelling, they're fine. But, I mean, I just want to make sure I give him my love and support. But I have to do it from far away, like 2.5 miles away where I'm having lunch.
I'm sending him my vibes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sending good vibes while I'm having this 2 for $20. It's great.
From CBS News, after hinting for weeks he would take the stand, Trump ultimately deciding not to. I was wrong. The defense called just 2 witnesses, a legal analyst, Robert Costello, the lawyer who got scolded yesterday. Costello told jurors that Michael Cohen told him Trump knew nothing about the $130,000 hush money. For his part, Cohen said he never trusted Costello and then lied to protect himself. So the defense has rested. Now the jury is adjourned until next Tuesday, day after Memorial Day, when they're going to start closing arguments.
I, for real, like, if you'd asked me how long the defense would have gone on, I would have said, like, a week, maybe 2. But what, like a total of 6 hours? How long was Costello on the stand yesterday?
Maybe 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 6 hours. Well, and two, if you have such an airtight case that this is a scam and unfair, where is the long list of witnesses to enforce that?
Yeah.
Where's all your backup?
I mean, why not just bring the guy, whoever one's there to see, put him on the stand? Let him tell his side of the story.
He always said he wanted to.
Yeah.
He would always said that he wanted to take the stand because it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Greg Bach, and it's obviously easily provable.
Jane, this court system we have here in America is a total scam because I got to say what I'm going to Trump. I could say whatever I want and there are no consequences. And even though I can be found guilty, I'm still going to be a rich guy in New York and consequences are of no bother to me because I get to do whatever I want.
Consequences are for little people.
Consequences, schmonsequences. That's what I say.
Well, just for the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Just for most of us.
Yeah. It feels good to know that I'd be in jail for like a year for half the things he has said.
Without a doubt. Again, if you're just joining us, the defense has rested in the former president's trial in New York City. He is accused of falsifying business records in order to hide this hush money payoff to Stormy Daniels because he didn't want it to leak before the 2016 election because he could have lost.
Yeah.
So that is the genesis of this trial, in case there's any confusion.
Yeah. We got a text from Tom from LA saying, after this, how do we never speak about him again? So He can go away like dust in the wind. They have no policies ever except tax cuts for billionaires. If you don't know Herbert Hoover, wow, it's hard to say, go learn history. I mean, we've been saying that for years. Everything is always the thing that's going to end him. Oh, he made fun of a disabled man. That's it. His campaign's over. Oh, he was caught on a hot mic saying horrible things about women. He's done nothing. And that is two of the 200 examples.
But I do think there is a segment of the population who is appalled by, who are appalled by this.
Yeah.
And are appalled by his behavior. And they just aren't the vocal ones. They're not the ones. It's always either whatever side you're on, the right or the left, it's the loudest voices from the furthest fringes that make the most noise. So I do think that there is a proportion of the population who no longer support him, but just aren't saying it out loud.
But that's not good enough for me personally. I we can go into it further. I'm thinking of an example right now of a gentleman who said, I voted for him, but I can't defend him anymore. I'm like, that's not good enough. You can't just sit back and disapprove of him with a closed mouth. We need to hear that sort of disappointment, anger, frustration from the people who voted for him. There's a responsibility. They put him in office, and if you can't just stand back and be like, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to defend him. I don't like him.
Yeah, but that's people's personal choice. I mean, we have talked to the organization Republican Voters Against Trump.
Yeah.
And those are people who admitted that they voted for him, may have voted for him twice, and now have decided to come forward and say, yep, I did, and here's why I can't. You can't force people
I'm not saying to force them. I'm saying, though, if they don't like him, they have a responsibility.
855-752-4842. Do you agree with Greg? Should they come forward, the former supporters, and explain why they're not going to vote for him again? 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Greg Bach and Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call, text, same number, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just a reminder, if you were looking for some new, very stylish wear for this summer, go to civicmedia.us, click on shop, and we have some new t-shirts up there. We have a Civic Media hat. You can show your support for our company and dress in style.
And people can say, oh my gosh, Jane and Matt Nair, that's a really fancy hat you have on. Tell me more.
Civicmedia.us, just go there, click on shop, and you can go take a look at all of our fabulous Civic Media merch.
I like the shirt that I got. It's very comfy.
It is comfy.
And I look good in red. I'm not going to lie. It's a color that agrees with me, I believe.
Well, we need to take some photos of us with our merch. And then we'll put it on our socials.
Yeah.
And you can let us know how we look in our new snappy merch.
Be nice.
Yeah, please be nice. We've talked about this quite a bit. Corporations making lots and lots and lots of money. This was announced on Sunday. And sometimes it takes a couple days for us to get to things because it's such a constant fire hose of news.
Yeah.
But Red Lobster announced on Sunday that it is closing. It announced its bankruptcy. And so they're closing a number of locations, including the one in Wauwatosa on Highway 100 and also in La Crosse. Red Lobster says the restaurants will stay open during bankruptcy. It did get $100 million to ensure the operations aren't affected. But here's what I found interesting. From NPR, a private equity firm bought Red Lobster 10 years ago.
Yeah.
which owns from Darden Restaurants, and they own Olive Garden and the Longhorn Steakhouse. So this private equity firm, Golden Gate Capital, bought this company that owns Red Lobster and funded the deal partly by selling Red Lobster's real estate. So that meant that the chain had to start paying rent to this private equity firm.
Well, that sounds like some old school McDonald's type tactics.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So wait, let me get this straight. The private equity firm owns the company that owns Red Lobster.
No, they bought Red Lobster 10 years ago from Darden Restaurants.
Oh, they bought it. Okay, gotcha.
They bought it from Darden.
Okay. All right.
But Golden Gate Capital then partially funded it by selling Red Lobster's real estate and then forcing the chain to start paying them rent. And that's now a major financial factor in Red Lobster's bankruptcy filing, which is asking the court to reject 108 leases so the company can just abandon those locations. I call it vulture capital.
Yeah, that's exactly what
they're vulture capitalists. Yeah. And all they're interested in is profit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about making anything. It's not about providing jobs with sustainable wages. That has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, God, no.
Profit is the God, and that is the only thing that they're focused on.
Yeah, and this is nothing new. This is not even close to being new. This has been going on for a long time. Private equity firms buying up properties, whether it's, you know,
single family homes.
Yes. I mean,
let's talk about that.
God.
Private equity firms buying up single family homes and then making sure that a homeowner either has to rent.
Yeah.
Because the price of buying it is out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to force people to be renters.
Yes. And they don't have to keep up. I mean, and when you own, some of these companies own thousands of properties, you can't keep up with maintenance like that. And you don't have to, because you can just essentially be a suburban slumlord.
You bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure anyone who's renting out there who is owned by a company that's a private equity firm or a vulture capitalist, I'm sure those absentee landlords are terrible.
Yeah.
Like you said, they don't have to be held accountable.
And these firms buy up also, I mean, whether they're talking about physical property for homes, whether they're talking about Red Lobster, whether they're talking up about, I mean, they buy up IPs, they buy up music catalogs, they buy up everything they can afford to make some money. And the moment they have bled that body dry, you discard it.
Yes.
And you leave it out.
Yes.
You don't even, there's not even a tidy cleanup, because no one cares about the equity, Golden Gate equity. It's the story is Red Lobsters are closing. And here is my bigger problem then. Red Lobster is closing. People lose their jobs. People say, oh, the economy sucks. Google is firing people. Amazon is firing people.
Walmart is firing,
consolidating and moving people around the country. And what are people saying? Oh, the economy sucks. People are losing their jobs. No, 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 no. Walmart, Google, and Amazon are doing just fine. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, if not billions of dollars a year.
The fourth quarter for 2023, the total revenue for Walmart, $164 billion, up 7.3%. So please don't tell me how corporations are suffering and they need more tax breaks.
Well, and also don't tell me that because these companies are laying off workers, that this is the government's fault. Joe Biden and Bidenomics and blah, blah. These are private companies that you love. You love private stuff, making the free and fair, or not so fair, but the free decision to fire people to save more money. It's that free market you love so much. It's harming American workers who are losing not even great jobs. Like, a job at Walmart is a job, but it's not, it doesn't always lend to a career, but still it's a job that's providing someone an income. That's not the government's fault. It's these corporations who are saying, well, if we just fire 2,000 people in the Southwest, we can make another $42 million a year in profit.
Yeah.
That's not the government's fault.
That's private business.
They're doing.
It's private business.
When you hear about Red Lobster, don't think of the government. Don't think of even the people who own the franchises. You think about Golden Gate Equity Golden Gate Financial, who bought this property 10 years ago, and they had a plan 10 years ago. They didn't care about making sure Cheddarberry biscuits were the official biscuits of America. They wanted to bleed this dry and eventually walk away with as much money as possible. And that's what they are going to do. And that, my friends, has nothing to do with whomever is in the White House.
Golden Gate Capital.
Golden Gate Capital.
I'm sorry. We want to give the right person, yeah, the right group, the credit.
Exactly.
For doing this. Well done.
Yeah.
And, guys.
And really quick, this sucks because I have wonderful memories of Red Lobster when I was a kid. And if it goes away, it goes away. I mean, I don't go there often, but every once in a while, you're like, I'd love a little shrimp.
Well, and that the whole shrimp, all you can eat shrimp.
Oh, God.
Was another whole side debacle.
Can we just talk about a conspiracy theory that sucks?
Yeah. It's very convoluted. One of their people that they were involved with had this overload of shrimp, and he had to get rid of all the shrimp. We'll put everything in the show notes if you want to take a longer look at what a mess this was.
Sherry on the live stream, she likes Red Lobster. So do I, Sherry.
Who didn't like the cheddar biscuits? They were wonderful things.
Oh, my God. They're so soft and fluffy and cheddary.
News is coming up next when we return. Civic Media's Terry Barr is going to join us, and we are going to talk about our supremely corrupt Supreme Court. That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha, where you can always join us. Call or text, same number, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin.
It does suck. I was on there the other day. We're talking about X, formerly known as Twitter, and it just... it sucks.
Well, I just recall when he bought it.
Oh.
And there's two tabs. There's the for you at the very top and then following. So those are the people that you're following. And the for you is supposed to be curated according to your interests and other people that you follow.
Yeah.
That whole timeline completely changed.
Yes.
I had politicians showing up in that timeline. I didn't even know who they were.
I had politicians, has-been politicians... I'm looking at you, Scott Walker, and like people whose voices are on radio in this state who are, it felt like it was overnight. It felt like it just,
absolutely.
It's like there was a big switch that just went from Twitter to this sucks, and they pulled on it, and I just saw things. I'm like, this, I hate this. Cause no, there's, if you have a viewpoint that's different than mine, cool. Go for it. Don't hurt anybody. But at least say something that is useful to the conversation. When I'm just seeing racist, homophobic, transphobic, sexist posts about nothing based in no reality, I don't like that. It doesn't help me grow as a person, in my opinion. It just solidifies the fact that I know, oh, okay, you suck.
Well, it just seems like Elon took whatever the individual was following and then completely flip the algorithm to show you the complete opposite things of things that you wanted to see. At least that's how it turned out on mine. It's like, I don't ever follow this.
Do you like cherry sherbet? Hey, here is a pile of vacuum dust with some syrup on it. There you go.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
I did want to, quite a serious note, we do have more weather that's going to be coming in later on today. Mm-hmm. And Corey Hartman, we had him on the show yesterday. Corey's one of our engineers and also very involved in weather. And he's going to be joining us coming up at 11:50 to talk about what is coming our way, because they are still looking at the potential for some severe weather outbreak.
Yeah.
And Corey says the tornado threat has actually increased a little bit, especially for southwestern Wisconsin, up to around Baraboo and Madison. And they're talking as well about damaging straight line winds, likely elsewhere, could be 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So we will get an update from Corey because he is going to continue to watch this as we have this weather that's likely going to move in later this afternoon and then even into tonight. And that's what, this may sound really naive and silly, but that's what's particularly evil about tornadoes.
Yeah.
That they can come at night. I don't know why. I would think, you know, but it just seems to me like a daytime phenomenon because of the heat and the sun and all of those things working together. But obviously it's not uncommon for them to happen at night, but that just makes it doubly devastating and doubly deadly.
Tornadoes are, they're kind of ridiculous in their, you know, there's a joke about it, but I'm not going to do the joke itself. But, you know, when a hurricane comes, it just levels everything. And when a tsunami comes or an earthquake comes,
the damage is pretty uniform.
A tornado is everywhere. It's so random. I mean, my house can be fine. Your house can be gone.
Yeah. And you're next door.
Exactly.
And you're right next door.
So please stay safe. Listen up.
Yeah, listen up. Absolutely. And stick around. Corey Hartman will be joining us coming up at 11:50 to round out the show and give us an update on what we can expect later on this afternoon.
If you can't stick around for that, he is part of a group on Twitter. I know we just trashed Twitter for a little bit, but still, if you're on Twitter, at Severe Studios, all one word, all spelled out fully, Severe Studios. They do up to the minute weather updates.
They got storm chasers all over the place.
And also, just, you know, just to be safe, if there are storms your way, 511wi.gov.
511wi.gov is the a map for all the accidents.
Yes.
And all the roadway accidents. And another reminder, because I'm feeling scoldy today, if it's raining, turn your lights on. It's actually a state law. And when it's coming down in sheets like that, it's hard to see you.
Yeah.
So please turn your lights on. The state law says if your wipers are on, your lights have to be on. That's a law.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew. My lights are always on, and I turn mine when they rain. I didn't realize that was the...
It's a thing.
Question for you really quick, and then we can move on regarding weather. So this morning I got up, and there was dense, heavy fog. Like, so dense that a street sign from 10 feet away I couldn't see.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I saw three people, first time ever, I saw three people driving, totally able to drive and not moving around with their hazards on. Is that something you've seen in the fog where people almost maybe think, oh, if I have my hazards on, people can see my lights and they can keep away?
I have not.
Never in my life have I been instructed, advised, or even suggested to do something like that. I just was like, I have never seen this before, and now I've seen three people.
We'll have to follow up on this.
Yeah. They weren't following each other. They weren't driving impaired. They weren't trying to pull over.
Right.
They were just, they had their hazards on.
So you can see me.
I guess.
Well, we'll look into that a little bit more. I'm curious about that now. Terry Barr from Civic Media was supposed to be joining us. Unfortunately, she is not feeling well, so we are going to reschedule that and talk to Terry Barr either next week or in the next couple of weeks, certainly. Yeah. But we do want to talk about our supremely, at least what seems to me, supremely corrupt Supreme Court. If you would like to check in on this, I would love to hear how you feel about it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This kind of also got lost in the shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much news breaking on Friday with Sean Combs and other things that were going on. A report from the New York Times last week revealed that Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito had an upside-down flag flying outside of his house after the January 6th attack on the Capitol and before the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Now, in case you've forgotten, upside-down flags were very popular during the attack, January 6th, on the Capitol, and is widely seen as a symbol of the Trump movement of Stop the Steal. Justice Alito sits in the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
That seems problematic, does it not?
Well, right now, the whole court seems problematic to me. I mean, honestly, we've talked about this before. I mean, there's corruption. There are cases and incidences where recusal should be not suggested, but
demanded
and expected. It's craziness that, I mean, I even looked it up. Just, I wanted to get the proper definition of what does an upside down American flag mean.
It's distress, isn't it?
It's distress. And in the people also ask comment part of Google, four down is Or three down is, who is Samuel Alito's wife?
Well, and this is interesting too. So a Fox reporter talked to Justice Alito about this. Quote, I spoke directly with Justice Alito about the flag story in the New York Times. In addition to what's in the story, he told me a neighbor on their street had an F. Trump sign within 50 feet of where children wait for their school bus. Mrs. Alito brought this up with the neighbor. Justice Alito says things then escalated and the neighbor put up a sign personally addressing Mrs. Alito, blaming her for the January 6th attacks. The justice says he and his wife were walking in the neighborhood. Some words were exchanged with these neighbors. He says the man used vulgar language. After that, Mrs. Alito was distraught and hung the flag upside down for a short time. So essentially, Sam Alito threw his wife under the bus and said, yes, it was there. And I was flying this upside down flag outside my house, but she did it. I didn't know what she
it's
was
her
doing.
Fault.
It's she. It was her. She's a female. They do those things.
Her little lady brain had an idea and she put a flag upside down. What am I going to do? She's a lady.
Now, there are a couple of things in this that turned out to be a little bit problematic. So the whole premise, allegedly, was because Mrs. Alito was offended by this F. Trump sign on her lawn, which kids could see while they were waiting for the school bus. The problem is, the schools were not in session in that time. They were under lockdown because of COVID.
Yeah.
So there's the first little problem with that explanation. The other thing is, Alito talked about how it's very uncomfortable in the neighborhoods. You know, his neighbors are very political. You're a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
And you're hanging a flag upside down under your house. That doesn't make you... So you're apolitical?
Yeah, right? Come on, man. Come on. And the money you take from people and the things you... Don't tell me you're not political. Come on, man. I'm not stupid.
So there are a lot of questions about... Because we still have this Trump completely immune from everything ever case that is going to go before the Supreme Court. And Alito is sitting on that court...
Yeah.
He should not be sitting on that court. He should not be rendering a decision on this, right?
Well, I don't think he should. Clarence Thomas should recuse himself because, as we know from text message histories, she was Ginny
Thomas.
Ginny Thomas is instrumental and very influential on January 6th and the whole Trump everything, and he hasn't recused himself at all either. So, in my opinion, we should just, you know. There's a movie called The Replacements. It's with Keanu Reeves. We should get a replacement court. Even for this, these two things. Just all nine of you, take a vacation. You're fine. You'll have your jobs back forever when you come back.
Just not now.
But like my trust in the court, and I hate saying this, and but like all nine of them I'm suspect of now. Because they refused oversight. All nine of them.
Yes, all nine of the Democrats too.
Yeah.
Or the left-leaning justices.
Yeah. Every single member of the Supreme Court said, no, we don't need your help.
We watch ourselves just fine. You guys worry too much.
Yeah. So, okay, fine. But you have lifetime appointments and you complain, well, we don't make enough money. You make enough money. You're fine. You're fine. Then move somewhere to the smaller house. I don't care about a Supreme Court justice whining about their salary. Sorry. I have no sympathy for. And refusing oversight in a time of widespread corruption of your colleagues. Come on, man.
And the fact that the public approval of the Supreme Court has never been lower.
It's almost Congress level low.
Yeah. It's STD level. It's not good.
I'd rather have herpes.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What should be done with our Supreme Court? I mean, can we get any ethical rules at all? Is there any oversight at all? And just on a complete side note, I am completely against F anyone signs in their yards.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
It's bad taste. It's juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help anything for anybody.
Okay.
So knock it off.
Well, and the question I have is, you know, you don't like that. Fine. Not you. Like, if you don't like the F. Trump sign or flag or whatever that is.
Or Joe and the hoe. I don't want to see that either.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the fact that, like, right now I'm thinking of the guy who lives across the street from the gardening center that my mother-in-law goes to, who has a flag that is even more explicit than that about Biden. My question is always like, all right, if you have a problem with that, you better knock on the door of this guy's house too and tell him the exact same thing. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yes. Alito. Alito should pay him a visit.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, yeah. You can't be offended by one and not by the other. I don't disagree. I don't like seeing that kind of, there's a guy in my drive-in who has two very anti-Joe Biden, but they don't.
You can be anti all you want. Let's just raise the level of discourse just a scooch and stay away from cursing.
I just think it's interesting. He's got two places for flags and neither one of them hold an American flag.
Interesting as well. You can join us 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across our vast Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, or even easier, Greg Bach.
What's that?
Download the free Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. And then whatever show you're listening to, whatever station, whatever civic station you're listening to across the network, you can call and text directly from the app. So that's pretty snappy.
I know you said it's free, but I don't believe you.
It's
like $1,000, right?
No, it's completely free.
Why would they give away so much functionality for free?
We've had people say that they downloaded it for free. I believe them.
They could be robots. Or as they say in Pennsylvania, robots.
Okay. We do have some more severe weather that's going to be coming through parts of the state later on this afternoon and even into this evening. Corey Hartman, one of our engineers and also, I believe, a meteorologist, is going to be joining us at 11:50 to give us an update about who will likely get hit the hardest.
Yes.
Potential for tornadoes. Sounds like potential for some really nasty straight line winds, 70, 80 miles an hour. That can do a great deal of damage. So Corey Hartman joining us at 11:50, if you would like to stick around for that. And we were just talking about the heavy downpours that we've had and some about people driving with their hazards on.
Correct.
So Kelvin found this great article in Forbes magazine. I posted on my social media pages after these big storms rumbled through Georgia that many transportation experts frown upon people driving with their hazard lights flashing.
Yeah.
So not only do many experts advise against this, in several states, it's actually illegal.
Okay. I don't know if it's illegal or not in Wisconsin because, like I said, I've never seen it before, but three in one shot in dense fog, too. It wasn't a heavy storm. It was in fog.
John Burkhauser, an auto repair specialist who advises against driving with your hazards on, wrote in a 2021 Reader's Digest article, "Realize that in bad weather, it's hard enough to see you, but now with no turn signals, other drivers don't know where you may be going. And also, if you have your hazards on, they might just think you're stopped."
Yeah, in this Forbes article, that's exactly what a gentleman named Brad Panovich said. He's the chief meteorologist at WCNC Charlotte. He's a weather and science geek, too. I'm sure he and Brittany Merlot would get along famously.
Throw Corey in there. That's a perfect.
Oh, right. Exactly. I'm just going to walk away from that. I'm not going to understand anything after Cumulus. He said, we need to have a, quote, massive drive with hazards on, unquote, in the rain. Sorry, it's a really weirdly, but an intervention on this, basically. Please stop. No one knows what you are doing. Are you stalled, turning left and right in a funeral procession? Wipers on, lights on is all you need. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to take the word, if it's illegal or not here, that's the word of a chief meteorologist, and I've never done it. I never will do it.
Yeah. Lynn from Oconomowoc, Jane and Greg, yes, I have seen drivers using their hazard lights while driving in whiteouts. It made their cars very visible. Thank you, Lynn. But again, at least from what we're seeing from the experts, we're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. And also, if I'm driving in a whiteout and I see hazards, I don't know if that person's trying to get around me to get off the road. It's just, you got to trust people to, you know, let's see here. Calvin is posting like crazy, man. I'm loving this. Wisconsin hazard lights are not permitted while driving except to indicate a traffic hazard or when a hazardous condition is present. So there you go. Keep those hazards off unless you need them. The fog isn't a reason to do it. Also, if you were listening last week, we were talking about YouTube University.
Yes.
And how I learned how to do a bunch of stuff, but my brother-in-law taught me how to change my oil as well, Bridget as well. And Matt from Germantown, who followed me on Instagram, thank you very much, I'm popular. He said, I had to pay for my oil change last week. Well, that's not my fault, Matt. You didn't come to Civic Media here in Waukesha. I could have taught you, but
I still think we should. I still think we should have an event in the parking lot here, and Greg can show you how to change your oil.
I will give you a list of things to buy. You show up. We'll turn the parking lot into like a tailgate party.
And like a quick change.
Exactly. And I'm sure places around here will be upset that I'm taking their business, but I'm empowering the people to save some money, which is a lot of money, actually.
I'm just thinking about the insurance problems, potential insurance problems.
Waivers. They're called waivers. And I'll just have it on a napkin and be like, I won't sue. Signed, Matt from Germantown.
If my car falls on me.
Well, that's not my fault.
It's a valuable skill.
Yes, it is. It's a lucrative skill too.
Yeah. Well, as you said, you save quite a bit of money.
I do. It's crazy.
And if you ever want to check in and with anything else that you've learned from YouTube University, we would love to know because it's something I think that all of us have gone to. My husband certainly is using it a lot more now.
Yeah.
And you can find just about anything you want.
Exactly.
We only have a couple of minutes left before we have the news at the top of the hour. And then when we return, we're going to talk about Honor Flight.
Yes.
How important Honor Flight is, what it means to these men and women who have sacrificed so much, and how you can get involved. There's a bunch of different ways that you can help. So it's all a very good thing.
Yes, it is.
A very, very good thing. So stay tuned for that. But very quickly, we talked about Harrison Butker beginning of the week after his commencement address at the Benedictine College, and we do appreciate people watching our videos.
Yes, we do.
Always appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You took a brave step last week.
Yeah.
Greg Buck.
I dove into the comments.
How'd that go?
Not well. About as well as you think.
Lots of cursing and insults?
More insults. More insults about the fact that everyone wanted to know, why didn't we listen to the whole speech? I did listen to the whole speech. Because it seems like everyone thought at some point it got good, or at least supportive, and it didn't. It was vitriol, conspiracy, and crud the whole way through.
Well, again, if you want to be a stay-at-home mom and you can make that work, I applaud you. Good for you.
Go for
it. That's absolutely fantastic. But telling a bunch of female college graduates that essentially that diploma you just earned you should set on fire because you're not following your true vocation just seemed, I don't know. And if you're going to leave comments, you can leave whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, that if you rely on insults and profanities, to me, that just proves that you have no argument.
Yeah.
So
the only one I responded to one comment where they were talking to me saying, well, who's going to comfort this guy's wife when she gets home from work after 70 hours? And I just wrote back, I do.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. News is next, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.